in Romans 8. But the Lord so sweetly just singing in our hearts, you know, that melody. And thanking Him today for some of the just sweet thoughts about Father's Day. And going on tonight with our Heavenly Father in this Father's Day. Just a little brief talk tonight on the hidden spiritual meaning to what it is to be a dad. Everything. Praise God. Everything. The spiritual meaning to be a dad. It's everything. Because everything, every good gift is from above. And first off, if you think about how God and His divine plan, and even in the natural, how God intended it to be, for us to, or for someone to be a dad, you should have a wife. And you think about those two coming together, and immediately you see that truly being a dad is all about love. It is. The intention of that, the demonstration of what God was manifesting in His pattern for us, and even in God's own pattern, as we'll get to in a minute, it's love. God's pattern is to be in love. And so in love that the desire for the Father is to produce fruit. Amen? And isn't that our Father? Isn't that our God? That He so loved that He wanted to bring many sons to glory. He loves fruit. As it says in the Word of God, it's impossible to please God without faith. Faith is what pleases God. And aren't we thankful that we are the creation, if you will, or His creation, that He chose to have faith manifested to Him what would please Him. It's amazing to think of who we are to God and how He cherishes man. Cherished man so much that He so loved that He gave His only begotten Son. And I thank the Lord. And then in how He gave His Son. And then in knowing who His Son is and who His Son was. How beautiful and wonderful the companionship of the Trinity in ages past. Alpha. Amen. And to have that, and then to know the way that His Son would have to go. That love. That love. Being with someone from ages past, knowing the perfection and the beauty of His Son, and yet He gave Him to us. Isn't that incredible? I mean, I tell you what, you know, I've known my sons for a mere 20-some years. I wouldn't give them up. I wouldn't. And a lot of times, they were worth giving up. But I still wouldn't give them up, even though I wanted to. But how much more so God and His Son, Jesus. And I believe it's something truly in all of our meditation to meditate on that great love, the mercy, how rich that mercy is in what He gave in His Son. So, to emphasize how much God loved to produce fruit. He gave His Son to bring many sons, here we are many sons, to glory. He was in love, ravished with the plan, His plan of love. Isn't that something? And I think if we can get a little of that in a family and with couples, and why we come together and all those things, you can see the manifestation of truly the hand of God and the ministering of the Lord as we truly walk in what He has given us to walk in, even in the natural. Praise God. But in that desire, that love, if you will, I believe the evidence of a true father is He's selfless. The family is everything, and how selfless is our Heavenly Father, who freely gave us all things in His only begotten Son. Romans 8, let's read verse 32. In Romans 8, 32, it says, He that spared not His own Son. Once again, that is a meditation for eternity in what He gave in His own Son. Oh my. But delivered Him up for us and us all. See? That's, again, the beauty of God and the mercy that He gave Him for the sin of all men. Not just some. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? So, you talk about absolutely selfless. That is our Father. He invested everything in us. Everything in the sons of God. To have everything that He envisioned for our lives. I was so thankful, as I've ministered many times about my own father. I saw him sacrifice for us. It didn't matter. That was his joy, his rejoicing, to put everything into his children. And I think there has to be wisdom in that as well, too. We understand that. You can be so overboard in giving your children everything, but you didn't give them the only thing. And if you give them the only thing, then everything that's added from that, praise God, in the wisdom of the Lord, are just the manifold blessings of God. And I thank the Lord how I truly saw that. I had such benefit of being the youngest. I saw all of those things, many of the things, I should say, of mom and dad and what they went through. But I always was grateful to God to see how daddy was so focused on his children. He could have been focused a little bit more on going boldly to the throne of grace with them, but he was, because he worried quite a bit. But God came in. But where I'm going with that is that the love for his kids, just his thoughts were always on him. How much more so is God's thoughts upon you? Every thought, more than the sands of the sea. Sweet Brian told me he was out there in Mexico for 2 weeks. I said, man, 2 weeks in Mexico? But I got to thinking about all the sand that he probably walked through. Trillions upon trillions and trillions and trillions. And then yet we know that we even have more stars in the heavens than even the sands of the sea. The scientists will even tell you that, which is just mind-boggling. Why? Because he's God. And he's showing that it's ever increasing, which is completely against the natures of physics, at least upon this life, you know, on this earth. But we understand that we are not, in a sense, of this world, are we? Praise God. We're of God. We know that. So why wouldn't we be like what he's showing us, praise God, which isn't upon this earth? He's marvelous. Just the little things he does, even in creation for us. Praise God. So, you think about how all of this is because of his love and what he envisioned for us. So how could we not completely trust him? Really. I mean, it's shocking that we could not have faith in God. It's true. Just knowing who God is, how he loves us, how beautiful is his son, knowing the truth as we know the truth. God help us, amen. How could we not completely trust him? How could we not completely believe in his word? Because of his love. It's not because he's God, but because God is love. Yes. Be thankful that you know God is love. I told you I had a professor that I was doing this musical piece for. And always, I think the Lord drew my heart so close to Bob's at that time. He was such a sweet brother to help me. And going over to Debbie's house and those kids hanging, doing tricks under the piano like monkey bars. But they were so cute. But I remember bringing that piece to that man and, you know, and all them lyrics, and they were all about just the beauty of the Lord and our personal relationship with God and how wonderful he is and, you know, the friend and how, you know, as the Lord said, face to face. It's a glass darkly, but yet we hear him. We know him. And this guy said, well, you know, I think of God more in a universal sense. And I kept my mouth shut, but I thought, you know, you don't know God at all. And he didn't. Because you'll never know God without knowing his son. You can never come unto God without his son. You cannot even call upon the name of God without his son. See? And how much he loves his son. And then yet again, he so loved he gave him to us. That one he adored, honored. As it said, my Lord said unto my Lord. I love those scriptures like that. My God said unto my God. I mean, we have words like camaraderie, love, unity, all these different. We can't even fathom that. But the one thing I can fathom is that love was so surpassing for us that he gave him to us. But as the word of God said, he forgave our iniquity for his sake. So now we're back to the kind of the long plan view of God. Amen. He's not temporal stuff here. He's looking way down the road. Yeah. From eternity's past, looking way down. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world, I think that should get our attention. Amen. Oh, yes. So, we see here now the Father's heart in us. Here's the question. And this isn't just for dads. This is truly as well for a father's heart, the fathers of faith. Does this speak to our hearts that by the grace of God, we have this fire burning in us, this desire to encourage our sons to become fully mature and fully pleasing sons? And I was thinking, how sweet, because if it is so, it's not going to be in word only. It's going to be in deed and in truth. I believe we know this, brothers and sisters. I know that God grows us up. We're continuing to grow up. But we put away childish things. Sometimes childish things are when you want to be magnified, when you want to show how much you know, when I think you feel maybe you're competing. I know that there were ones in my life that knew truth, but they weren't fathers because they didn't have love. A father has to have love. And without love, I'm sorry, you're no father. You can know a lot of things. You can show a lot of things, but it's kind of like showing up. And oh, does our father show up? Matter of fact, he never leaves. And I thank God that in that sense, in that Godhead, we always have him, never to be separated. We're always in the hand of the Son, and in that Son's hand is in the Father's hand. So, this must be lived to show it. It must be walked to be evident. Amen? A lot of folks can talk about a lot of things, but by the grace of God, you know when somebody loves you. That's when something will work effectually, when that speech is seasoned with salt, when out of the abundance of the heart there is love with the truth that is spoken. It's a very different thing. And by God's grace, when this transpires in our hearts, the first thing that's needed is we need to yield fully to God and truly have a heart, soul, and might for the truth. There's a testimony in that. That testimony and the love of the truth, there'll be a joy in your life. The love of the truth, in love with the truth. There's a difference than just knowing something as opposed to something being alive in you. Being able to come and say, well, look at this magnificent thing God showed me, as opposed to it being evident in a heart that is broken in a contrite spirit to say, I'm there. That I can see it. And I think it really testified to my heart Wednesday night, because I felt, oh my Lord, I'm so thankful to look upon your mercy. I can see how wretched I am. And this whole plan of your grace, it's so magnificent. How we want to see always the top layer. We want to look at the surface. But God wants you to look at the heart. He wants you to see what he sees. What he became. And but for the grace of God, what you are. But for the grace of God, you're everything of the old man. But for the grace of God, everything of the old nature. There isn't anything but for the grace of God that couldn't manifest in your life. That's the beauty of the mercy of God. And understanding what we are but for God. And then in understanding that mercy, what we are to God. Marvelous and wonderful. So you think how, as this testimony lives in our life, in that joy and thanksgiving of he must increase and I must decrease, we have a life that's given to prayer. There's a life by the grace of God that's fervent in heart. There's a life, praise God, that loves to gather with those that love the gospel. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm thankful to Jesus how we love to linger and love on the saints. It's marvelous. And thank God for that. Thank God that we want to truly greet one another with a hug and a kiss and to be able to just thank the Lord for the cherubim fellowship that he gives us. Amen. It's glorious. And thank the Lord for that. That it's not like, well, I went to church, I heard the word of God, I got to get home. Now, I don't understand there's times like that, but I thank the Lord you take the time to hear the word of God and then to appreciate the word of God and the saints that love the word of God. So you take that and you see how wonderful that love of the gospel is. And in the love of the gospel, you realize that, you know what, man isn't perfect. You don't look for perfect people. You don't look for, in a sense, well, this is the perfect life. A lot of times the greatest testimonies that you'll see in lives are families that kind of were in disarray, but there was grace and humility. They weren't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. They stayed in it. It's not that they were condoning the problem or condoning the dysfunction or condoning the out-of-control sin that might have been reigning. But the one thing that they didn't leave was the mercy and grace of God. And those are the treasures. Do you know that? Didn't Jesus always show you that those were the treasures to him? Should not those be the treasures to our meeting? Amen. And here are the treasures. I know what God's dealing with you. Because what God's dealing with me. Aren't you thankful? Amen, honey. Praise God. It's wonderful to be sincere before the Lord. Now, how sweet that in that, and as family and as fathers of faith, how about that we're hanging out here in Romans 8, point all the time to Romans 8, 28. Does that just work for you or the ones that you think it works for? Or how about we know that all things work together for good to them that love God? I'll tell you what, I just pray you love God. And I'll tell you one thing, you love God, I know it's going to work together for your good. We can go on to the second part of that verse, which is so precious. To them who are the called according to his purpose. I'll tell you what, when you love God and you're in love with his love, you'll go on and walk on in the calling of his purpose. You will. Because your heart will ache so much, you'll just have to go. You might spin your wheels for a while, but it'll hit your heart and you'll say, I can't do this no more. I'm wasting time. Oftentimes you say, you know what, I'm sorry, Lord. It's okay to tell the Lord you're sorry. It's a wonderful thing. Not enough people say, I was wrong. I apologize. Never do. Be quick to say you're sorry. Especially to the Lord. Not that he's waiting for that, but you need it. You know what I'm saying? I love him. And I know you do too. You wouldn't be here tonight. But see, we have this beaming in our heart. We take the grace for forgiveness, for overcoming. Thank the Lord when you fail that you're not ashamed. Thank you, God, that we've had examples in this meeting for years. See, I saw those ones that didn't have that grace. They left. They did. Knew a lot of truth. God cut through it. I'm sorry to say it, but it's just the truth. It's evident in the Word of God. It wasn't just evident in here. That is the Word of God. It's evident. And if the Lord tarry, there's going to be more mistakes. There's going to be more faults. And we need more love. And more love, and more love, and more love, and more love. Yeah. If he's going to keep authoring and finishing faith, it's for things that you need that you can't do. Because that's when you know you need faith. Amen? Yeah. If I knew every time I was going to get a hit when I went to the plate, I sure wouldn't be thinking of the Lord, would I? I'm thankful to God. I don't even know where the stadium is, and he's got to show me the way. Well, we're having a good time in Jesus. So, when our confidence is in him and this mercy, by the grace of God, we're not defeated. We rise up. We're ever buoyant. Why? Because of his beautiful mercy. We feast upon the truth and praise God, the testimony that we go on to more glory. And this is the key for every home. This is the key for every life, brothers and sisters. As it says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. I so love this. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, and you go down to verse 4, and this is where I tell you, brothers and sisters, we need to treasure what God has given in this meeting over the years and to continue to encourage and pray. Look at what it says in verse 4. God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And by the grace of God to stir up. Stir it up. Praise God. As he's stirring it up tonight. Praise his name. Now, as we read that verse about we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And think about this. Brothers and sisters, know this. There is no new truth. There's no new truth. But I thank the Lord for the enlightenment to see the truth we know in ways and shapes and depths and heights, at least that I hadn't seen before. Amen? And isn't that each and every one of our individual lives as well too? I thank God when we can rejoice in the things that we know, but I thank God we rejoice in the things that we know, but my goodness, I knew that, but I never saw that there. It's not new truth. Amen. But I'll tell you what, it's a new encouragement, isn't it? Praise the Lord. You just say, man, he's just marvelous. He loves me. So wonderful. Yes. So, going back to the things which we have heard, see, this isn't for more things or better education. See, this is God's providing. But making every way for our households to hear the word preached, to hear and see it through you in your home. And then, by the grace of God, to want to gather to the meeting, to hear and gather to love one another. You're here tonight. Be thankful. Be thankful you love to come to the meeting. And I know it's only increased in us. We've known each other for quite some time, praise God. And we've seen how the Lord has done this in our lives. There becomes more panting. Now, going back, and we close this up where we began. A father loves his wife. He loves the mother of his children. He teaches them honoring their mother by honoring and preferring her first, showing them that she is his glory. making them know what is the pattern of Christ's love for us. And I think of this in our precious, wonderful Father and Grace. The Father always points us to Mother Grace. Always. I mean, I know it's all, you know what I'm saying, of God. Don't get me wrong. But you can see that same type and encouragement that the Father points us to one thing. Honor my son's grace. Praise him for his grace. Thank him for his grace. Wake up to praising and rejoicing more and more. That we would be a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Amen. For grace and mercy. Amen. Amen. So we see this incredible power, this testimony of truth and love. We have to know this right now. It's not of us. But by grace through faith, I'll tell you one thing, it's in us. And here's the reason. We go right over to one of our favorite verses, Galatians 2:20, because Jesus lives in me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Isn't that something? I love that. See, it gets to that point right there. Because I don't feel good. I don't feel like this. I don't want to. You know what? I got thrown out of the way. I'm gone. I'm not my own. Hallelujah. Once and for all, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Notice again how it goes back to love. Amen? The love and what he gave. And then he even tells you the faith of the Son of God, because it's his life that lives in you. You see how a man cannot have faith? Can't. All I can do is I can call out, come into my heart. I can take that unction. That's the beginning of that mustard seed, because of the grace of God that was even given to this world, because God so loved. And then it is wholly and solely the new man that has all the capacity for all faith. Isn't that something? All faith. Not some faith, but all faith. The capacity to grow up into all truth. It's mighty. How wonderful is our Father. So, to dads and fathers of faith, we don't want to compromise, do we? We don't want to compromise our life in the truth. And that means even our time in it, our passion for it. It's not that we were there at one time, check the box kind of thing. We go on. It's not only a detriment to your life, but do you realize the expense to your kids and to your family and the expense to the testimony of God? That's why we need to encourage one another. Continue on. You don't realize how magnificent your testimony is to your brother or sister in Christ. Aren't you thrilled and thankful for the ones that have even just started coming? You see them, they kind of sit in the back a little bit and all, but you know what? They keep showing up. Let them know. Let them know. Because that's the heart of the Father. The Father goes, gets that one. That one. So, if I truly love them more than anything, my children, if I love them perfectly, then I'll tell you what, just as my Heavenly Father, I would invest everything I had into them by giving them everything I have, and all that I have is Jesus completely to them. You see the pattern over and over and over. There isn't anything else. You say you love somebody? Well, I'll tell you what, give them Jesus. Don't shortchange them. By the grace of God, I can honestly tell you, he's given me a pastor's heart, because that's all I'm going to give you. Anything else, because I do, by the grace of God, I love you. It's just what Jesus did. Amen. So As we think about this, there's nothing that exceeds the riches of his glory radiating in his children. There isn't, because this is what pleases God. Yes? Amen? And we also know this too. We can never force it, but the one thing we can let one another know is without it, without every bit of yielding to it, you missed the all joy, all peace of life. All joy and all peace, all rest, all comfort. I don't want to miss that. And God has been so good to us, he's given us many examples for that, didn't he? And I thank God, even in my home, he gave me a mom and dad that gave me that example. I thank the Lord somehow God had me to mark that faith in them. I marked Christ's love in them. I saw that they hit the mother lode. And I wanted that too. It's okay. It's okay. But you ain't going to find it any other way. And see, that's all the enemy will do is he'll tell you somehow that this is a different time or different times. Things are a little bit different now. I'll tell you right, things are a lot of bit different now. But one thing that's always the same is the Word of God. One thing that's always the same is the power of truth in love. And God help us to continue to stand for that and to stand in love and cast out any root of bitterness. Really, get rid of it. Let's, by the grace of God. And there'll be an attack on that, because that's, you know, the Lord loves that. He knows what you need. He knows what I need. He's not the tempter, but he's got a tempter that'll come and really show off the grace of God that's with you. Amen? It's a fiery trial. But I'll tell you what, there ain't a more glorious testimony. Praise him in it. Praise him in it. Hallelujah. Let's stand and be dismissed.